Happy Lunar New Year, everyone. Chúc mừng năm mới. Pardon my Vietnamese. I'm not as good as I used to be at speaking it. If anyone who listens and knows how to speak Vietnamese, please don't be too harsh on the criticism. Rather than going on about like my goals and aspirations for the year to come, I thought I would actually share the lessons that I have learned from my elders. I've learned a lot from them, and quite frankly, I've been shaped by them. The first person that I laid my eyes on, but don't recall this exact moment because I was a newborn, my mother. She's taught me a lot. She is the most resilient woman I have ever met in my entire life. And I promise I am not speaking out of bias because I am her daughter. She has sacrificed and worked so hard, not just for me, for our entire family. So we're always comfortable. As of late, I've been struggling with enjoying my job, with enjoying my studies. And she gave me a little bit of a reminder about something, but it did give me perspective again. At first, me being the little entitled ass that I can be sometimes, I thought to myself, I didn't want to take that shit from my boss. I didn't deserve to take that shit. Then I reevaluated that judgment. Okay, yeah, I made some mistakes, but there were a lot of mistakes that weren't originated from me. You know, still trying to rationalize my downfalls. That's not how you properly learn, Vinny. You know that. I sat there and thought to myself, what exactly bothered me so much? Because this is not the first time my boss chewed me out. Sadly. And then it hit me. What bothered me so much was that I feel like I failed my mom. She worked hard for me to get an education, and I'm very lucky to be educated as far as I have come. I'm a fifth year in university, and I'm not ashamed of it. Sometimes you just gotta work at your own pace, you know? I'm educated. All my childhood, my mom tells me, stay in school, stay educated. So you don't have to work the way I do. I don't know English like you, Vinny. I don't know how to read. I don't know how to write. When I talk to people here in America, behind my back, they'll make fun of my accent. In front of my face, they will be condescending. They will demean me. They think they're better than me because I'm an immigrant. But you were born here. You know English. You can read. You can write. You can communicate effectively and stand up for yourself. You are a smart girl, funny girl. You are capable, Vinny. More capable than me, because you were born here. Sorry, Mom. I failed you. But just that one time. I let someone else who knows as much English as I do, who can communicate as well as I can, which I arguably think I can communicate better because sometimes she's a little bit forgetful. Anyways, I'm not here to talk crap on my boss. I didn't stand up for myself when I'm fully capable of it. That's why I was so angry. But thank you, Mom, for those lessons to do from now on. I can speak English. Use my mouth. You know the concept of a self-made woman? One that starts from nothing? As much as my mother doesn't believe she's a self-made woman, I believe she's a self-made woman. She came from a third world country, knew no English. She didn't come here to Utah first. She came to New York first. New York is rough. There aren't people there that are just nice, in quotes. And She did it. She completed every objective that she has set out before her. They're very simple, very straightforward, and very thoughtful. Her objectives were just to put a roof over her family's head and make sure they're never hungry. And she's already done it. In my book, that's a self-made woman right there. Now, if only, Mom, could you send some of your work ethic my way? That'd be great. My grandma. Oh, I love my grandma. She's got a heart of gold. The biggest lesson that my grandma taught me, which I'm sure she taught to my mom because my mom currently still preaches this lesson to me, is be kind. And when she says be kind, she doesn't mean be civil, right? It's civil to be in public with strangers and not stab anyone. That's being civil. It's civil to just greet people when you accidentally make eye contact with them. That's civil. Be kind, as in help those in need. Show compassion to those that are hurting, struggling. Always smile and laugh with people. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what life they've lived until now. You have no clue. So don't ever be indecent to strangers without a justifiable reason. But even then, don't be rude. And the best part about the way my grandma teaches to be, like, the way she teaches all of us to be kind is that she doesn't say, be the better person. She just straightforwardly says, be kind. And that hits me different compared to the people that teaches, be the better person. There's a different ring to it, if that makes any sense. Let me explain where I'm coming from with that thought. When someone says, be the better person, that kindness that comes with, in quote, being the better person in a situation, the concept of take the higher road, that to me is incentively driven. That kind of kindness has an incentive behind it. You yourself wish to be superior. By being the better person, you're putting yourself on a pedestal and covering yourself up with this kindness that is not genuine. And that's why my grandmother's version of just be kind to people means so much more to me than the version that so many people teach. Because she says, in a situation where you are in a disagreement with someone else or you're in conflict with someone else, just be kind to them. You don't know what they've been through. Just do it. Not just for their sake, but your own sake. Because hatred is a burden. A burden you'll end up carrying for an immeasurable amount of time. You don't know how long that burden of negativity will linger. You don't know how long. So just be kind. Because when you're kind to others, you'll just naturally be kind to yourself as well. Unless that kindness you give others is not genuine, then you will not understand how to be kind to yourself. That lesson, so beautiful to me. Yamang Translation, thank you, Grandma. So, my aunt has taught me a lot as well. Not through her words, but through her actions. She's not the best with words, but I've seen the way she treats family, and that's what I picked up on. She will never, ever be stingy when it comes to family. Growing up, my siblings and I always had nice, comfortable, pretty, trendy clothes because my aunt always bought us stuff. Because my aunt always bought us new clothes, even when we don't need it. She always got us all so many gifts during Christmas, birthdays. Just anytime she had an excuse to get us anything, she would. Whenever we eat together, I remember back when my grandma was still alive, she would always pick food from. So, for those that don't know, a lot of times when we would go and out to dinner, what we do is we'd have a bunch of entrees, appetizers, whatever you want to call it, just a lot of food helpings in the middle of the table. And then as a family, we would just grab whatever, whatever we want to eat, right? And my aunt always sat by my grandma so she could grab portions of helpings for my grandma. She would always pour my grandmother's tea before she pour her own. She'd always be the one to ask my grandma what it is she wants, and she'll get it. She does that for all of us. She always would get anything for any of us whenever she could, whenever we wanted it, etc. What she lacks in communication, she doesn't lack in action. She was so giving. She's still so giving. She's too giving sometimes. But that's the one thing I've learned from my aunt, is to not be stingy with your kindness. That's my favorite lesson from her, is to not be stingy. Because if you are stingy, you're hoarding whatever it is that you're not giving to others, right? Not that I'm saying be a giving tree. I don't know if anyone's read that book. Don't be a giving tree. But don't be too stingy. That's the lesson I've learned. Because there are times where I think my aunt is a bit of a giving tree type. Like I said, these are lessons, these are guidances. Take everything in, but also filter some stuff out. My oldest sister, she actually came over to the US with my mother when she was a teenager. Therefore, her English is very good, considering that she's an immigrant. She has extraordinarily good English, but I make fun of her just because I'm an annoying little sister. So, yeah. I learned so much from this woman. So much. A lot of times we don't agree on a lot of things because we have conflicting personalities and we're siblings, so we fight. But I see so much of my mom, my grandmother, and my aunt, and my oldest sister. There's a very good combination of all three in her. And even more because she was educated for a bit of time. She was educated and very much a hard worker, a great sister, daughter, mother, niece, granddaughter, all of it. Fantastic. She actually taught me to never let opportunities slide by. I just wish she would practice what she preaches sometimes. Sis, if you're listening, practice. practice what you preach, okay? Not just this lesson, other ones too. But I won't mention which ones. We can talk about it later in person. Life is a gift. Opportunity is the stuff that comes inside of it. That gift box, you know? That is what my oldest sister teaches me. That lesson that my oldest sister taught me, I constantly try to take advantage of. Any opportunity I get, I always say, bet. I always try my best to take risks thanks to that. I am a very spontaneous person because of that. I am very willing to try new things because of that mentality. I'm pretty sure I'm not shy because of that mentality as well. Just to seek the opportunity to talk to anyone. Being shy makes it a little difficult, right? To meet new people, to make new friends quickly, right? So yeah, thank you. Thank you, sis. That lesson is valuable. It's very, very valuable to me. So those that are listening, I really hope that the lessons I've learned from my immigrant elders can reach you and help you. It's helped me. It's helped me a lot. Because this Lunar New Year, I don't even really feel like I need to come up with a list of goals. I'm happy. I have no idea where I'm going with my life. I have not a clue what the heck I'm eating for breakfast tomorrow. I have nothing planned for even the next 12 hours of my life. Actually, that's a lie. I have a few things planned. But what I'm trying to say is I feel no pressure to do the stereotypical thing of coming up with a goals list because it's a new year. I don't feel none of that pressure. But I'm also not saying new year, same shit. No, I'm not saying that either. I'm just saying that for this Lunar New Year, I'm just going to be happy. I'm just going to spend time with my loved ones, hold them a little closer. Scratch that. It's COVID season. Hold them closer to my heart, but not my face. Yeah. Just gonna be happy. And I hope you are happy too. Till the next time. Bye.